Morning and welcome to the Fisherman Ministry Grace Chapel Sunday morning service.
Lift him up all the world to see. He's set it high, lift it up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher.
Lately, I've noticed that there's getting to be more and more distractions. More and more things popping out. Before, and still today at times, I find myself getting pushed in different directions. I, at times, allow things to make me wonder, sometimes make me doubt. Luckily, I've learned to rebuke those quickly. But you see more and more of them. Just the other night on the news, the thing about the little piece of papyrus they found. You know, that supposedly they say says that Jesus was married. Frankly, it doesn't matter one way or another to me. But I look at that picture of that papyrus, and it looked a little brown or burnt around the edges. So it makes me wonder if they didn't just find that one in the same place where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, buried in a trash heap because of mistakes. The word of the Lord is true. We can see it around us. Anyone that doubts it, only thing I can say is come out to Grace Ranch for a while. Because you'll be shown that the Lord is true, that He is real, and that His Word is true. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4. Start at verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And we see so many of those things that are not of God. They don't exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. They take away. We know there's one deceiver in the world that constantly tries to win over new Christians, or as the Bible has a tendency to put it in several places, children. It's not talking about the kids in all instances. It's talking about the new believers, the ones that have just come in. It's important that those that have just come in study the Word. That those around them that mentor them and speak to them use the Bible. None of us want to be a stumbling block in the way of a new believer. So it takes encouragement. It takes faith on our part to help them learn, to help them grow, to help them become followers of Jesus Christ. That's all I've got.
Oh, Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a cheer, huh? Well, good morning. Beautiful day out here in West Texas. Last night, I had a couple verses come into my head, so I pulled out that handy-dandy Bible right there, and I started looking at it. And this was kind of a neat thing for me, so yeah, I want to kind of share it with you. Maybe I'm just slow on the uptake. We'll see. Let's turn over to John chapter 4. I'm going to start reading at 46. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down here, my child die. And Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And he was now going down. His servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. I've read that, you know, quite a few times. And I think I've always kind of just glazed over it, because it's a similar story to the centurion that we read over in Luke and I think it's Matthew, right? But it's not. It's different. These are two completely different guys in completely different locations, for one. And the thing that kind of struck me about it was when Jesus spoke to the centurion, he sort of praised him about the amount of faith that he had. He hadn't seen such faith, right? And here we see, you know, this nobleman's kind of being, you know, he's being abraded a little bit, right? Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. He's not saying good job. He's saying, look, the state of your heart is that unless you see something, you ain't gonna believe. You ain't got the right amount of faith there. And it would seem that the nobleman took it to heart and changed. And his son was healed. And then he got to see that wonder on the other side once it had happened. And he and his whole house believed. I know, you know, all of you know, I used to hang out with Steve a lot up there in Vermont. And he likes history and these things. And he always brings up Smith Wigglesworth and, you know, these other great men of God. And I got to reading something about Wigglesworth once. And one of the things that Wigglesworth always used to say, or at least it was in this book, it said that he used to say it, you know, was, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Isn't that what we should do? Kind of makes things simple, right? Wait, what does God say about your heart? What does he have to say about your life? What does he have to say about your plans? I mean, do you know? I mean, have you asked him? And if we want to follow Jesus, we have to get the instruction from him so that we can carry it out. So we got to get into the Word. We got to get into our closets and pray. We got to go to our ministers, go to our disciples. And the Lord's given us them to help us, right? For our benefit. We got to seek out what the Lord would have us do in every situation. Otherwise, we're just doing what we want to do. It's best to do whatever it takes to get the answer that you need from God. Amen? Now, there is a tricky part to that. Once you get the answer, sometimes it ain't the one you were hoping for, is it? But I thought it was a great idea. I thought. Yeah, well, it ain't about what you think, right? But you need to set your feelings aside. You need to move forward in faith, trust in Him. Regardless of what you think or what others think of you or say for that matter. Right? Let's turn over to Acts chapter 9. I'm going to start reading at 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Didn't matter what Paul's plans were. Didn't matter what thoughts he had, what desires he had. As soon as Paul was willing to yield to Jesus, he was in a spot where the Lord could work with him. He did a mighty work through Paul. People say that they want healing. I hear them saying that they want to serve the Lord, that they desire all that the Lord has for them. They want to get it right. And I see absolutely nothing in their way except an unwillingness to yield to God. God wants obedience. When you begin yielding to God, you'll see His power manifest in your life. You'll see His power manifest in the lives of those around you. We all need to get to that place where we can truly say with all of our heart, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? Get your own way. Lay down that old man. Move forward in Him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to try to croak something out here for you. While these guys were talking, it occurred to me to say, you really want to see things start happening. It's so simple to get it right. I want to show you something in the verses that Scott was reading. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Jesus didn't tell him what to do, except go into the city. He had one of his servants go and tell him what to do. Are you willing to be that way? See, most Christians, you go and you say something to them. Say, Lord, show me to tell you this. Well, I'll have to ask God. I've got to pray and ask God. And they don't even realize it. But they're bypassing Jesus himself. Their pride is putting them on a higher plane than Jesus. Because Jesus is the mediator between man and God. Jesus is the mediator. You want to go to God, you go through Jesus. But we know that God has set up a line of authority as outlined in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And in the military, the lieutenant comes up and tells you to do a thing. You don't say to that lieutenant, well, let me go check with the general. You don't do that. Well, you might do it one time. You ain't going to do it a second time. If a sergeant comes up to you even, a lowly little sergeant, make it better yet, a corporal. What would that be equal to in the Navy? A who what? E3, E4? Yeah, so let's say an E4. E4 comes up to you and says, go swab that deck. Well, I got to check with the admiral. It's going to get interesting. So the thing is, we are the body of Christ. And we are designed, as in that body, to wear God's armor. And if we're going to wear his armor, then we are soldiers. And if we are soldiers, we got to learn to act like soldiers. We got to learn to live like soldiers. We got to learn to talk like soldiers. We got to learn to be like soldiers. And the first place that starts is in the line of authority and listening to those that God has put over you to do as they say. And if they get it wrong, God will take care of it because you're trusting in God through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's how easy to be.
Oh,
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for your words today. We want to thank you for the blessing, Lord, of having your word written for us to be able to study and to follow. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that all those who hear this message today live and those that hear it in the future, Lord, come to know you, come to hear the words that you want them to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.